Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Richard Hake is with me in the studio, and WNYC's Janet Babin. And, you know, guys, there is something biblical about what happened in Seaside Heights yesterday. I'm thinking Book of Job or the Ten Plagues of Egypt, but instead of frogs and locusts, it's been superstorms and fires.
Brian, it's incredible. I mean, that how this small little part of the Jersey Shore suffered so greatly in Sandy, and now this fire, which really ravaged the front boardwalk section of Seaside Park, which is right next to Seaside Heights. It moved into Seaside Heights as well for about 8 hours before firefighters were able to get this under control. We just heard from the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who says that the fire right now is 95% contained. Now, most of the actual fire is out, but there are these hot pockets that form underneath a lot of the rubble, and the governor did say that these can flare up for days.
And before we hear what the governor said this morning at the news conference that just took place, I want to make sure that everybody heard this clip from Governor Christie yesterday, because you probably can't top his reaction after that boardwalk fire, and knowing that dozens of businesses were destroyed here that had just been rebuilt after Sandy.
I said to my staff, I feel like I want to throw up. And that's me. After all the effort and time and resources that we've put in to help the folks in Seaside Park and Seaside Heights rebuild, to see this going on, as I said at the top, it's just unthinkable.
So, listeners, we want to open the phones for any of you personally affected or anyone who just wants to express your own feelings watching Seaside Heights, maybe your own family vacation town, get socked again. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And, Janet, you know, last I heard, amazingly, we can count our blessings in at least one way. There were no serious injuries in this fire. Is that still the case?
That's what we're hearing so far, no serious injuries. However, the months of recovery ahead have to be taking a toll, Brian. I mean, the level of exhaustion that I saw in the months after Sandy of people like Mayor Akers from Seaside Heights. I mean, these people are just exhausted rebuilding. And now to think that this fire is going to cause them to rebuild again, it certainly takes a mental toll, and a long-term anguish sets in.
So what did the governor say this morning, Richard?
Well, Brian, after he told us about how this was 95% contained, of course, he was asked immediately about the cause of the fire. He didn't want to speculate on what it was. They're having trouble getting to the actual fire scene because of these hot pockets. But here's what he had to say on the investigation.
The folks on the ground are working side by side with the fire investigation team to ensure that evidence is preserved. To that point, I know there are a lot of questions about how this fire started. We don't know yet, and it would be irresponsible for any of us to speculate.
So anyone who watched television or web video yesterday certainly knows what a monster blaze this was for a while. Janet, they don't know what started it?
They don't. It started in a little custard stand, just one of those quaint custard stands. That's where they believe the fire started. Or
was
at
it
the
that
sawmill.
Coors, that famous Coors ice cream?
Yes, Coors ice cream, and then sawmill. Where known for the big pizza slices, just apple pie and all American summertime fun. And so they're looking into that. And Brian, we are looking into in WMIC's newsroom whether water infrastructure might have played a part in not getting this fire out in time. The winds were very strong. Of course, it's right on the ocean. So any fire that starts on the boardwalk is the flames increase from that wind. But we are looking into that, and they're being very cautious. Officials are being very cautious about saying what started this blaze right now.
Let's take a call from Paul in Red Bank. Paul, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I live in Red Bank. It's about like a half hour north,
right,
of the area where the fire happened. And what I'm hearing from people and what I heard on local New Jersey news is they think that the fire may have started as an electrical fire and a system that the insurance companies, after Sandy, refused to pay to replace. And these are the same insurance companies, who had said that, certain incidences after Sandy were earth moving, it wasn't water, or it was wind, and it wasn't that. And now we end up at the end of the summer with this huge fire in Seaside Heights. And of course, now the insurance companies are going to have to actually pay for this because it's a fire. You're not going to be able to argue that, the earth moved. It wasn't a fire that destroyed a building. or it wasn't wind that destroyed a building instead. And it just kind of bothers me that this is the way the summer ended.
No kidding. It bothers everybody.
You know, Seaside Heights did spend $2.8 million, Brian, on a new electrical system on the boardwalk. I'm not sure what Seaside Park, sustained less damage during Sandy, but it's the caller is right in that electrical systems were likely replaced, and who paid for it, we don't know. But that I'm sure that investigators are going to be looking into that.
For people who don't know the area, distinguish between Seaside Park and Seaside Heights.
So Seaside Heights is sort of this party town. Think of MTV's Jersey Shore. That's where that show was filmed. Think of funnel cake and fried cheese and rides and amusements and games and family fun, right? That is Seaside Heights. And you know, just a little bit down, like a mile south is Seaside Park, which is more quaint and little cottages and things like that.
Which is basically connected by a boardwalk.
It is connected,
But what's remarkable during this fire is that this is the boardwalk that was replaced, and fire officials and public works workers basically removed quite quickly yesterday 25 feet of this brand new boardwalk and basically drew a line in the sand, which is basically what stopped the fire from entering parts of Seaside Heights.
In other words, they prevented it from being worse by actually destroying part of the boardwalk that had recently been rebuilt after Sandy.
And putting in tons of sand to stop the flames.
And that's something else that's interesting, Brian, is Seaside Park was saved in part by sand dunes. That town had sand dunes and Seaside Heights did not. So again, we see that sand is sort of saving this town again from making that fire worse by stopping it with a sand barrier.
Mark in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Oh, thank you. When I spoke to the screener, I just said, you know, it was described as a small part of the Jersey Shore, but it's really not a small part of the Jersey Shore for those of us who grew up in New Jersey, because Seaside has a very special meaning to us. And a little after Memorial Day, we made a point of going down and just going to the boardwalk on a first thing Saturday morning, just to sit on the boardwalk, have a classic Jersey sandwich of a roll and Taylor ham and egg. And I realized that, you know, those places have been destroyed. And that affects a lot of people who had their childhoods in New Jersey, like myself. And I really salute the firefighters for what they did. And I am not a Governor Christie fan, but his statement about how he felt, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
So thank you for having this story on.
And Mark, thank you for your call. And of course, he makes the point that I hope we were already making, that this is not just a small part of the Jersey Shore. This is an iconic, maybe the most iconic part of the Jersey Shore that touches so many families personally.
I was talking with Megan, your EP, earlier, and we were saying, you know, it's a place where you go once. It's a lot of people just go once to experience it throughout the summer. And you don't stay very long sometimes, but you have to go. You have to go to this part of the Jersey Shore to fully experience that Jersey Shore experience.
Some of our Twitter comments are saying this is Seaside Heights and the Jersey Shore's comeuppance for the TV show Jersey Shore. So it's a little harsh.
That's harsh, yeah.
And Richard, I can't believe I'm asking this question again less than 11 months later, but what's the prognosis for rebuilding everything this time?
Well, Governor Christie did say that just a little while ago that they will rebuild. I mean, this is the iconic part of the Jersey Shore, and I'm sure that, you know, the businesses. We also have some more tape on the Governor Christie talking about the businesses that were destroyed. Now, another thing to note is that these were businesses. There were no real residences destroyed in this blaze. He did report that one condo roof has some damage, but it's mostly businesses, and business owners are now worried to get into their properties.
You know, the businesses that were impacted, I think most of them have been destroyed. And so, you know, whether the buildings have come down completely or they've been completely gutted with the damage from the fire, we'll be able to see when we go in to inspect. But first, we're not going to go in there from a business perspective. The first priority is to let the criminal investigators go in there and the arson inspectors and do their work to make sure we can determine as best we can what the cause of the fire was.
Arson inspectors, so they haven't ruled that out.
they haven't ruled anything out. They're really just going in and seeing, checking everything from what we can tell, Brian. They're not sure what happened. As far as rebuilding, though, Richard said, and Governor Christie has said he wants to rebuild, but I'm wondering how. I mean, Seaside Heights is already working on an emergency appropriation budget of $14.1 million to pay for Sandy repairs. They're in the hole that amount. They've spent $13 million. They were supposed to get reimbursed by the feds for for all of that money, and they've only got about $2 million, and that was last month. So they're already way behind budget-wise. And then this season, business was off 40%, so sales tax receipts are down. How are they going to afford to rebuild again? It's going to be difficult to
see
them do
that. But if this was just businesses and Boardwalk, wouldn't insurance take care of most of it?
But we've seen that insurance takes months. It takes months and months of red tape with insurance companies and fighting them to get the money to rebuild.
Another unfortunate drama at Seaside Park, Seaside Heights, WNYC's Richard Hake and Janet Babin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
And thanks to those of you who called. You can still keep writing about this at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Coming up next, Michelle Obama's new campaign to get kids to drink more water. Is America's youth underhydrated and underquenched? Stay with us.